SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, First Nations elders say this year's Nighthawk wake is a source of strength. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the death of three children in a Sydney house fire is a horrifying crime. And France on course for a hung parliament with a leftist alliance unexpectedly taking the top spot in the election. Australians are being urged to participate in Nighthawk Week community events during the 50th anniversary celebration of First Nations cultures and histories. The National Nighthawk Committee says this year's chosen theme of Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud is about recommitting to acknowledging, preserving and sharing the First Nations cultural heritage that enriches Australia. Noongar woman and artist Liz Nako says she has made an artwork in honour of the occasion.
So it's about the actual theme for this year, which is Keep the Fires Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. And in the centre you'll see that there's actually a fire, and that whole responsibility for all of us on the outside, the lines go to the outside with all the symbols of people, represent that it's actually everybody's responsibility to keep the fires burning, both old and young, and every generation after that and every generation before. So we all are responsible for keeping that fire burning for our culture.
Noongar elder, dancer and songman Nigel Wilkes says Australians are encouraged to get to know about their local First Nations communities in events held around the country.
It is just means everything. I mean, with all those pains of the past that happened to us as a people, right now we've got to keep them fires burning, because all that strength and effort that happened yesterday and those pains of the past, now we've got to keep them alight and show all the young fellas the resilience and the strength of our fellas before us. So this right now is very important for everybody to understand that. Keep the fires burning and be black, strong and proud.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the deaths of three young children in a house fire in Western Sydney yesterday is a horrifying crime that has deeply traumatised the state. A 10-month-old baby girl, as well as two boys aged 3 and 6, were the victims of what police are treating as a domestic-related multiple homicide in the suburb of Leela Park. Police allege the children's 28-year-old father is likely responsible for their deaths, having allegedly attempted to thwart emergency service efforts to rescue the children from the fire. The man is in an induced coma in hospital in a critical condition due to fire-related injuries. Premier Chris Minns says the deaths of the children is devastating.
This is a horrifying and senseless act that's quite rightly outraged the entire state. These children deserved a loving home with safety and security, and instead they're gone. And I can imagine the people of New South Wales feel enormous sorrow and deep sympathy with the surviving family members this morning. This is going to leave a deep wound on the state of New South Wales and obviously on the family that's been impacted.
Four other children and their mother are being treated in hospital and are expected to survive. Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, has accused the Coalition and the Greens of costing taxpayers $1 billion by delaying NDIS reforms, intending on cutting non-essential services. Current regulations have allowed some members of the scheme to claim sexual services as part of their personal budget, but Minister Shorten says that is not sustainable and will be banned. He says current NDIS laws need to be amended immediately.
The laws are drafted in a way which means that periodically participants can claim things which I don't think the Parliament or people with disability ever really intended to be on the scheme. So I've put up some regulations in the Parliament. For 12 weeks, the Coalition and the Greens in the Senate have looked at it. Inexplicably, they've decided they need another 8 weeks to decide if we should be able to rule out things such as cryptocurrency, steam rooms, and indeed toys of a sexual nature. Now, this is not what the scheme was created for.
Joy and Relief has swept supporters of France's left-wing coalition, the New Popular Front, as the alliance defied surveys to take the top spot in France's snap legislative elections. The NFP have scored a major upset that is set to bar Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally from running the government, despite opinion surveys predicting a far-right win. The national rally is predicted to come in third place behind the leftist alliance, the New Popular Front and Macron's centrist camp, despite leading polls in the build-up to Sunday's vote. The election would leave Parliament divided in three big groups, the left, centrists and the far right, with hugely different platforms and no tradition at all of working together. In the meantime, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, leader of the left-wing France and Baath Party, called on President Macron to allow the leftist alliance to govern. He says a top priority of a potential left-wing government will be the recognition of a Palestinian state.
The Constitution gives the President some prerogatives in terms of foreign policy, but it also gives some to the Prime Minister. So both will have to get along in order to, for instance, recognise as soon as possible the State of Palestine.
Israel has bombed a second school in 2 days in Gaza, killing 4 people, including a Hamas-appointed bureaucrat. The airstrike targeted a church-run school in western Gaza City, which has been sheltering hundreds of Christians and Muslims from Israel's offensive that has killed over 38,000 Palestinians so far. Gaza's Deputy Minister of Labor, Ehab Al-Ghussein, and 3 others were killed in the attack, and an unknown number of others are reportedly wounded. One eyewitness says many victims of the airstrike were children.
Inside the Holy Family Church, there's a large number of displaced people, and as you can see, the victims of the aggression are children. Dozens of children came out in pieces, cut and ripped in pieces, women and young girls, direct targeting with F-16 rockets.
The Israeli military admitted to bombing the school, claiming it was a military hideout and it was hiding a Hamas weapons manufacturing facility. The attack comes after Israel bombed a United Nations school yesterday, killing 16 people and wounding 75. Israel claimed it was targeting militants hiding within the school. Back home, trains to Melbourne Airport could be up and running by the end of the decade after a breakthrough in the stalemate of station locations. Melbourne Airport will back the state government's plan for an above-ground station after years of pushing for an underground option. The Victorian government argued the surface option would be quicker and cheaper, while the airport thought an underground facility would be a better long-term option. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says she's happy there is progress on the $10 billion project.
I certainly welcome the acknowledgement overnight and this morning by the airport that their unreasonable demands that they've held for a number of years now to pursue an underground station do not stack up. So we're pleased to see that acknowledgement. But the consequence of the unreasonable position that has been taken for a number of years now is that this project has been delayed by 4 years.
The outer bands of the devastating tropical storm Beryl have brought heavy rain and strong winds to the U.S. state of Texas. The coming storm, which forecasters expected to become a hurricane before landfall, has prompted coastal residents to board up windows and evacuate beach towns. The earliest storm to develop into a Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic, Beryl caused at least 11 deaths as it passed through the Caribbean on its way to Texas. Texas officials are warning people along the entire coastline to prepare for possible flooding, severe rain and wind. In Port Lavaca, Jimmy May was boarding up his business to protect the glass.
Just boarding up, protecting this glass in case we get a little bit too much wind, too much trash blowing. This is 4 or 5 foot surge. It's nothing for us. In town, you know, you're on the low-lying areas, obviously. You need to get out of there. It's just a normal day in paradise.
And to sport in rugby league, New South Wales team remains largely unchanged with a backline reshuffle for Queensland heading into the State of Origin decider. For the Blues, Bradman Best will replace injured Latrell Mitchell in the centres with edge forward Mitch Barnett named on the bench. The Maroons have recalled Kaelin Ponga, Dane Gagai and Selwyn Kobo with injuries to the incumbent Queensland wingers forcing the changes. Queensland will have the home ground advantage for the final State of Origin game next week, with coach Billy Slater hoping the side will return to form after a dominant win from New South Wales in Game 2.
This is the team that we feel is our best football team going into this game. It's a big game, 1-1 in the series, and the decider here at home, which is pretty exciting. To be honest, the changes personnel-wise aren't going to fix what happened in Game 2. You know, we need to really go after our footy and make sure that, you know, we have an even share of possession, make sure our discipline's, you know, on point, that we're not putting more pressure on ourselves. And it is a different game, but we need to make sure it's different with our actions.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, sunny, top of 26, Perth, possible shower, 21, Adelaide, shower, 216, Melbourne, late shower, 16, Hobart, mostly sunny, 13, Albury-Wodonga, cloudy, 13, Canberra, rain increasing, 14, Wollongong, showers, 17, Sydney, showers, 18, Newcastle, a shower, 220 degrees, the same for Brisbane with a top of 21, Townsville, mostly cloudy, 26, Cairns, a shower, 227, Alice Springs, partly cloudy, 24, and Darwin, sunny, 32 degrees, and the Torres Strait Islands, a sunny day ahead and a top of 29. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.